So Rabbi, I share with you a beautiful idea in the parsha. So the pasuk says, remember again, when Yaakov Avinu first confronts, he goes going to meet Esav, so the message he sends to Esav is, Im Lavan Garti ve'echar ad ata. I've been living with Lavan. I've been living with Lavan up until this point in time. So you're familiar with the famous drasha of Rashi. So what does Rashi say? Im Lavan Garti, the Taryag Mitzos Shamarti. So Rashi says that Taryag is the gematria of Garti. Now, also, now you have to understand, you don't have to be a fan of gematria to buy into that one, right? Why? Because again, remember, Garti and Taryag are the same exact letters. It's the same exact letters. So Yaakov Avinu sends an embedded message ultimately to Esav, saying, Im Lavan Garti, the Taryag Mitzos Shamarti. So the obvious shayla is, there are a number of obvious shaylas. First of all, again, why would Esav care? Why would Esav care what Yaakov Avinu was doing in his spiritual life or not? Meaning, why is there any consequence to Yaakov Avinu? To Esav. But the truth is, it's even more. Obviously, when Chazal make a drasha like this, they're trying to go and teach us a lesson. Because did Yaakov Avinu keep Taryag Mitzvos? Did he keep Taryag Mitzvos? Of course not. Of course not. There's no Beis HaMikdash. He's not a Kohen. He's married to two sisters. Right? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on with Yaakov Avinu that he's not keeping Taryag Mitzvos. So in fact, again, remember, the Ramban's whole chap is that even the Avos who kept the Torah kept it in Eretz Yisrael. Didn't keep it in Chuzaretz. That's how Yaakov Avinu was able to be married to two sisters. So what does it mean? So first of all, leaving aside, even if he really said it, what does Esav care about it? But more than that, what's the deeper meaning of that statement? In love and garti, v'taryag mitzo shamarti. So as I saw a beautiful idea by the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says something amazing. He says, Ki kasha la adam lomar shekim kol taryag mitzos. The truth is, it's impossible for any person to say that he was mekayim taryag mitzos, sharizek kim'at min ha'nimna. It's impossible. We'll say it's impossible. Because if you think about it again, if I'm a Kohen, there are certain mitzvahs I can perform. If I'm not a Kohen, there are certain mitzvahs I can't. I mean, it's almost impossible. Now you can. You could construct a paradigm where one person could go ahead and come up with all of the mitzvahs, but it's virtually impossible. Aval shamarti says, what's the message that Chazal are trying to teach us? Aval shamarti, humiloshon va'aviv shamar es hadavar. So I'll say, Chassam Sofer says something amazing. What does shamarti mean? So we say tiredness of shamarti means I kept. We normally translate as kept as observed. I observed the time mitzvah. So that's not the meaning. That's not the taich of shamar. A few parashas later, the Torah says that when Yosef retells his dreams, so the brothers get upset. Va'aviv shamar es hadavar. So what is the aviv shamar es hadavar? So if you look at Rashi Kedushan Apostle, says shamar means what? Yoshev umetzape masai yavo. Shamar means to anticipatorily pine for something. Shamar means to yearn for something. Shamar means to want something so badly, even though you can't have it right now. Va'aviv shamar as hadavar means Yaakov heard the dreams. Yaakov knew deep down what these dreams were about. He tried to silence Yosef because he realized it was causing antagonism with the brothers. There was no need for that now. But Va'aviv Shamar Es Hadavar, I know my Yosef is going to be great. I know my Yosef is going to be spectacular. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's what it means over here. In Lavan Garti, V'taryag Mitzos Shamarti. Doesn't mean that Yaakov Avinu went ahead and kept Taryag Mitzos. Of course it doesn't. Rather, Af B'mitzos Shelo Ba'u L'yadi L'kaimon. Yaakov Avinu says, even with those Mitzos that I didn't have the opportunity to perform, Shamarti V'hishtokakti Alehen. I yearned for them. I wanted to observe them. Believe me, Sh'ucha L'kaimon. Yaakov Avinu is saying that Esav, and we'll see what the meaning of this message is, in Lavan Garti, I lived in very difficult circumstances. V'Taryag Mitzos Shamarti. Did I keep Taryag Mitzvos? Of course not, but I want to tell you something. I yearned for it. I yearned for it. I desired it every single day to be something bigger, to be something greater, to be something. I will say, do you know what the chilik between a Yaakov and an Esav is? And you know, in life, you have to make a choice. You got to choose a team. You always have to choose a team. A lot of people like to live life kind of on the sidelines, observing. You have to choose a team. You have to plant your flag somewhere. And the truth is, life is often about choosing between a Yaakov and an Esav. So you say to yourself, what kind of choice is that? Of course, I don't want to be a Rasha. I will say, it's important to understand, Esav, I'm going to say this, Esav was often misunderstood. What do I mean by that? Esav, you know, we categorize often Esav as evil from birth. That's because ultimately what we take is we know what happens with Esav and we reflect it back or refract it back even on his origins. Esav had a lot of good in him also. Esav was a Mitzuyan. The entire Koach of Amalek who comes from Esav's Kibud Ava'im. Do you realize how powerful his Kibud Ava'im must have been? If that one mitzvah is what fuels the arch nemesis of Klal Yisrael, the Dore Doros. Amalek will not be done until Mashiach comes. And their entire fuel, their entire energy, comes from that one mitzvah of Kibud Ava'im. Esav had many good positive traits as well. So what's the chilik between a Yaakov and an Esav? The chilik is in this phrase. Tayag mitzos shamarti. An Esav is content with who he is. An Esav is happy to coast. An Esav puts himself on cruise control and says, hey, I'm doing just fine. Did you see that guy? Look at that guy. That guy needs help. Right? That guy has tzaris. That guy needs the musr. That guy needs the... I'm doing great. That's the hashkafa of Esav. Im lovan garti v'taryag mitzo shamarti. Yaakov, you know, says the hashkafa of Yaakov is growth. I'm not perfect, and I know I'll never be perfect. I live with Lavan. I live with Lavan all the time. I have to work with Lavan, right? I have to interact with Lavan. I have to go into the world with Lavan. Im Lavan Garti, I don't live in a spiritual cocoon. I don't live on a spiritual oasis. But Taryag Mitzos Shamarti. I'm not perfect. I don't keep the Taryag Mitzos. I don't even keep half of the Mitzos. I struggle with all of the Mitzvos. But Shamarti, I anticipatorily pine for growth. Yoshev umetzape masayavo. Every moment of my life, I am trying to figure out how can I become greater? How can I become holier? How can I push myself just a little bit more? That's Yaakov Avinu. That's the midah of Yaakov. That's the midah of Bnei Yaakov. That's the midah of Bnei Yisrael. The Ribono Shel Olam never asks for perfection. All he asks is, Lavan Garti, V'taryag Mitzos Shamarti. Yoshev umetzape masayavo. When can I grow? How can I grow? How can I push myself just a little bit more? I will say that's the distinction, or that's the choice we make for ourselves in life. Do I want to be a Yaakov, and do I want to be an Esav? Do I want to be the kind of person that simply plateaus, simply coasts? I'll take a little bit here, take a little bit there, but I'm not really interested in any kind of real, comprehensive, cathartic growth. Or do I want to be a Yaakov, recognizing that I'm far from perfection, but Taryag Mitzos Shamarti. Each and every moment and each and every day, I'm looking for my opportunities to grow. I'm looking for my opportunities to evolve. I'm looking for my opportunities just to become a bit holier. We should be Zocha, as the Enikloch, as the grandchildren of Yaakov Avinu, to be able to take this Hashkava with us. Yes, in Lavan Garti, a lot of us have a lot of different influences and a lot of different circumstances in life. But with all that, Taryag Mitzos Shamarti. Ribono Shel Olam, I promise you that I'm trying to grow. I promise you that I'm trying to be better. Yoshev umetzape masayavo. Every day I look, and every moment I look, for those opportunities just to become a bit better, just to become a bit holier. Shkoyach. Yeah.